It's a steamy August night, and Monica Kohler has spent most of the day hiking up hills, over streams, and around boulders near Cumberland Falls. The 65-year-old says when she and four of her female friends signed up to hike 30 miles, one weekend a month, for a year, they really weren't sure what to expect. In January, the women were dropped off 25 miles north of Moorhead, Kentucky, and began the first leg of the Sheltowee Trace Hiker Challenge.
We hiked in the sun, then it rained, then it sleeted, then by the time we got finished, literally there was 6 inches of snow on the ground, and that was month one. I think we cried in the first 2 miles, because we crossed a creek and went straight up a hill, and we were like, oh, this is serious stuff. Like, we're out here on these mountains.
The tall, lean, short-haired blonde says every month she and the other four women drive from Cincinnati to the trail in Kentucky. Each month, they start the hike where they left off the previous month. Kohler says at the end of the year, they will have hiked all 343 miles of the trail as long as they continue.
Something happened after, like, maybe month three or four where it was like, oh, we're going to do this. You know, there's just some confidence shift happened where it's like, okay, we can do this. And it's not just like, you know, like a paved, crushed gravel path. I mean, we were on some unbelievable terrain.
On this day, the women use walking poles to propel them up the hill as they begin this month's hike. The narrow path at Trailhead 192 is parallel to a road and leads up a steep path in the woods. Diana Schweitzer stops to read a wooden sign on the trail to see if it matches what her map says.
It says the falls is this way. Falls this way.
Less than 20 minutes into the hike, each hiker is dripping with sweat from the August heat and humidity. Schweitzer says at home she hikes about 8 miles a week in the woods, but this is very different.
Like, I thought the challenge was that it was long. I didn't realize that it was arduous and up big hills and downhills, and, you know, that it would be easy to get lost or that you'd want to quit.
Yeah, the road is to our left for like a quarter mile or something.
The Sheltowee Trace Hiker Challenge started in 2012 with 14 hikers. Steve Barber, executive director for the Sheltowee Trace Association, says the man-made trail is modeled after the Appalachian Trail and runs from above Moorhead, Kentucky to north central Tennessee.
It goes through Cave Run Lake Recreational Area in the north. It goes through the Natural Bridge. It goes through the Red River Gorge, Cumberland Falls State Park, into the Big South Fork National River and Recreation Area.
Barber says over 900 hikers have participated since 2012, and 450 have completed the challenge.
And it's a challenge because you have to hike on average 30 miles in a weekend. And that puts you out there on Saturday doing 13 to 14 miles, and on Sunday, 15 to 16 miles. It's the second day that's the difficulty.
He says 60% of hikers in the last 3 years have been women with no experience. 38-year-old Allison Westrate says in 2019, she hiked Yosemite, so she felt experienced. She's the one who encouraged her Cincinnati friends to hike the Sheltowee. She says one of the biggest challenges for her on this hike is self-care while being aware of the group's needs.
And still really retaining that close bond and the friendship that we all have, but also knowing at times, because we are physically exhausted and mentally challenged, that, you know, we don't always see eye to eye when we're hiking.
At the beginning of this year, 135 people started out doing the hiker challenge, and now 91 are left, according to the Sheltowee Trace's Steve Barber. Shelley Maurer, who is a friend of mine, is hiking with this group of women from Cincinnati.
I didn't realize that I could do what we've done. We walked uphill for probably 30 minutes, just never went down. I don't know, just to carry a big backpack and be able to do that, I'm amazed by that kind of thing.
63-year-old Josie Caruso says every month before the hike, she announces that she's afraid, but she still shows up. And these last 8 months have changed her.
It's really helped me to just find my way and get through the discomfort, which is a new thing. I think a lot of times I'm always trying to get away from the discomfort. And this has just been a huge test. I mean, they don't say challenge for nothing.
This year in December, there'll be a celebration to honor those who've completed the trail. It'll be held on the campus of Eastern Kentucky University in Richmond. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson at Cumberland Falls State Resort Park.